In Rome today, Catholic cardinals begin the secret process of electing a successor to Pope John Paul II. There has been speculation that the new pope will come from Africa or Latin America. With a growing Latino Catholic population worldwide, many see a tremendous benefit in selecting a Latin American pope. Reporter Carol King visited Ascension Church in Manhattan's Morningside Heights and talked with those who hope this speculation becomes fact.
In recent decades, this dual-language Catholic parish has cultivated a growing Latino base. At the parish house after Sunday Mass, Father Sixto Quesada is known to everyone here as Padre Piero. He's lived in New York for 18 years now, building a vibrant Latino and Afro-Latino congregation in Morningside Heights, one of Manhattan's first Latino enclave neighborhoods. But he never realized as a young seminarian in the Dominican Republic how his experience meeting Pope Juan Pablo II in the mid-1970s would continue to define his vision of the priesthood today.
I was amazed to see this Pope of the people, so comfortable even among the most humble ones, a Pope who felt so easily at home even in poor people's houses.
He hopes the next Pope will feel just as much at home among Africans, Latin Americans, and the world's poor. Monsignor Lorenzo Albacete was with John Paul II and Fidel Castro during the Pope's historic visit to Cuba in 1998. He says Latin America may determine the future of Catholicism.
It is, of course, the continent where most Catholics live, and which is in some respects a test for whether Catholicism does or does not correspond to the needs of the real human needs of the people.
That's why Monsignor Albacete can easily envision a Latino pope. But he recognizes, too, the strong African choice for pope, Francis Arinze of Nigeria. At St. Charles Catholic School in Harlem, Sister Donna Banfield's second graders begin their day with morning prayers and a religious lesson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Donna.
The children already know something about how the new pope is chosen.
It could probably take 5 days or so.
Well, maybe. It's possible.
Sister Donna Banfield is president of the National Black Sisters Conference, founded in 1968 to represent black Catholic women religious in the United States. She welcomes the idea of a black or Latino pope.
If the pope were to be of African descent or Latino descent, I think it would be tremendous for the church because it would allow the children to see someone that looks like them.
I think that my father's going to be the new pope because he's always nice and he's always helping people and he always do what Jesus does.
I think it would challenge the church. I think it would call the Catholics of the world to look at the hierarchy of the church in a different way. I think it would just have a tremendous impact.
Monsignor Albacete of St. John's Seminary says there's another lesson, that a new pope, Latino or African, whoever it might be, isn't likely to change most of the doctrine of John Paul II.
I think in the area of contraception and homosexuality, I don't expect anything different. In the area of priests marrying, it is possible. And in the area of the ordination of women, the problem is not women or men, the problem is what is ordination and what is priesthood. And I think that will have to be faced.
Some Catholics say it's inevitable that the church embrace these modern questions. Back at Ascension Parish in Morningside Heights, Padre Piero's Polish-American colleague, Father John Dufel, tells parishioners he hopes the College of Cardinals in choosing the next pope will get beyond politics.
To make the church come alive, to enable it to be inclusive, respectful of differences, it doesn't matter your color, your language, your sexual orientation, you know, you are a brother or a sister because you're created by the one true God and you're made in his image and likeness.
Parishioner Norma Aquino at Ascension Church is just one voice in the choir, but a Puerto Rican who says she embraces her own Afro-Latino heritage. She'd be proud to welcome a pope of any color.
You know, if it's a black priest or it's a white pope, it really should not matter to us. Color, race, it's not an issue here. you know, Jesus came to this world. Is it important what color of his skin? He came here for a message. He came here to die for us. So it shouldn't matter. That's how I feel.
As they wait for a decision from the Vatican, the people of Ascension Parish and St. Charles School hope whoever does become the next pope will unite not just Latinos and Africans of all hues, but Catholics the world over. For NPR News, I'm Carol King in Morningside Heights, New York.